Let's start with Kufchaf. David, you want to try?
I can give it a shot.
Okay.
Can't promise anything. Okay, Mishnah?
Yeah.
Okay. Mishimon ben
Nanas,
Omer, Porson or Shalgadi, you can spread out
a leather skin of
a goat, like a leather hide, I guess.
Right.
Al gabe sida teva umagada. Shida?
Is it? That's what I thought.
I don't know.
Yep.
Okay, so it's
Teva and the Migdal. So you can spread it out to protect these things. What is the situation?
Right, so there's a fire which is going to grab these various objects. Like
right.
Like
fire is already it doesn't mean they're on fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a confusing expression. Doesn't mean they're actually on fire because Rashi says you're protecting them from the fire, right?
Right.
It means the ore is already grabbing them. Yeah. Okay.
So Rashi says
it's not sholik b'hem hazor.
Rashi says or shalgadi loch. So you could spread this moist leather hide on top of them in order to prevent them from being burned by the fire.
That's right. That's not a problem. Not a problem to put up a barrier that's going to prevent the fire from consuming these objects.
So
okay.
The reason Mishnah says mipnei shehu michrach, since they only singe. Rashi says mipnei shehu michrach min ha'or. So
right.
The hide itself
means they shrink, no?
will only talking about the hide itself.
Right.
So it won't burn.
It won't burn. No, that's like the Rambam explains. That's not the reason you're allowed to do it. That's why you do it. You do it so that it's because it protects the thing from the fire.
But it's saying it's not, if it would burn itself, it's saying that's what it'll accomplish, you mean?
That's what it'll accomplish. Ain't no nisraf, right?
That's why you...
That's why it'll be megan, it'll protect the teva.
Right.
So you're allowed to do this to protect the teva. That's the bottom line.
Okay. So, second case. So, again, there's places...
You're right. You wouldn't be able to make a trail for the fire to head out of the way.
Gunpowder.
It's not burning. It's not gonna. It itself is not burning.
There we go.
It's just protecting. Right.
Not allowed.
You're not allowed to feed the fire in another direction.
Right.
To divert it.
You couldn't add fuel to it. Right.
Not right. Okay. Good.
Okay. So another case. So the place is on fire again, and you're trying to protect this thing,
your house, basically,
whatever it is. So v'osin mechitza. You can make a machitza, like a firewall,
right?
Between the fire and the thing you're trying to protect with kalim, bain rekanim, whether or not it's full or empty. Rashi says with mayim, so whether
right.
the kalim have mayim in it, you could use the kalim.
It's the original sprinkler system, right?
So bishvil shelo ta'avor hadlika.
So the fire is going, and you, very simple, fire is going, you're putting kalim in its way to prevent it, to wall it off.
Right.
You can even use kalim filled with water.
Right, to prevent the spread of the fire.
To prevent the spread of the fire.
Okay.
Now, what is kalim filled with water? Go ahead.
So Rabbi Yossi, osur b'chli cheres chadash amalei mayim. But Rabbi Yossi osurs the case of using a kli cheres, which is new, that happens to be filled with water. Why? Since
a new pottery kli is not fire resistant yet.
Right. So since it can't withstand the heat, it'll break.
It'll break.
And then the water will come out and actually extinguish the fire, not just act
right.
as a mechitza.
That's
which
right.
is a problem.
So Rabbi Yossi is saying it's okay to prevent the fire from going forward. But to set up a thing that's going to extinguish it is awesome. Okay, so that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas in the Tanoim. The Rabbanon hold it's mutter. It's mutter even though it's going to break and extinguish the fire. And Rabbi Yossi says that's awesome. Yeah.
Does Rabbi Yossi hold that you can't use vessels with water at all, or only if they're new?
The Gemara says if it's like a metal or something, or if it's definitely not going to break, it's mutter.
Because you're not really using the water.
Then you're not using the water.
Because the water doesn't matter.
Then the water doesn't matter. Correct.
The point is, it's telling you you're not mechayev to empty out the water in order to use the kli. That's the point, according to Rabbi Yossi.
Tosis mentions. That's Tosis takes to that point. What's the advantage of water if it's not going to break?
You're not mechayev to empty it out.
Yeah, he says there's no gzera. The chiddush is no gzera. You're not gozer.
Right.
That you can't use water because you might use water with the new knot.
So, tomorrow?
Yeah, so right now you'd say that what? So it's a machlokas of Gram Kiboy. That you're doing something that that might come to, that might cause Kiboy. That might cause Kiboy. I mean, the Rabbanim express it in a very, subtle way. It's not like they're saying do gram Kiboy. It's like funny the way the machlokas is expressed. It almost sounds like the Rabbanim are saying it's just happening accidentally. You're not planning it, And Rabbi Yossi is saying even though you're not planning it, we're worried about it. But Lemaisa, I mean, that's not the way it's understood. Means that you're allowed, according to Rabbanan, you're allowed to purposely do this with the intention that it's going to break. All right, let's see.
Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Talas Sha'ochez Baha'or, Mitzad Echad. So if you have a talas, which is, on fire or...
That's right, this one it really is on fire.
Okay, so one side of it's on fire.
It's true, it's different, the Lashon is different.
Okay, so
you're right.
Different.
Here it means it's actually on fire.
Right. So you could wet, I guess, the other side of the talus, which is not on fire.
That's right. Half the talus is on fire, you can wet down the other side.
Kavsa.
And if it goes out, it goes out.
So that seems to be like the Rabbanan.
So that's the... So, okay, right, go ahead.
So Meisva, Tal Shachos Ba Haor Mitzad Echad, Poshta Umetechase Ba.
So if a talus is another brisa, the brisa says that if the talus is on fire, then what do?
You spread out the other part and cover.
You open it up and you spread and you cover yourself with it.
Cover yourself with it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a beggar.
You use it.
You take it off. You put it on.
Not following. You're putting on a garment. Which is on
obviously, it's not
make
like. Make
a video. <for cover. laughs>
Not like.
What does that accomplish?
Hopefully. Hopefully, it'll put it out. Hopefully, it'll put it out.
Moving it?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
I mean, yeah, it can't be a huge.
You assume it's a very resistant. Small fire.
I guess it's singed. It's singeing.
Yeah.
Good questions. It is a little hard to imagine in this circumstance.
So the idea that, like, the fire, you shake it out and...
Well, you would recommend putting on a burning cloth. It's hard to imagine that circumstance.
Pulling us the fire safety emotion.
Well, it's also a question of your kavana. I mean, the Rishonim argue about if your kavana is to put it out or not. You have to do it like... It's almost impossible for me to understand how it could not be your kavanah.
You know, you just happen to want to use the negative at this point.
Yeah.
One last time.
That's true. It's a heated blanket. Cold? Okay, try this. Okay.
So,
the Sefer Torah is a little easier to understand. The Sefer Torah is a little easier.
The Sefer Torah is Ba'or, so Posht of a Korebov in Kava. So
okay.
You
can
it
read
up
it.
And
that's
read.
Right.
So what is it, again? What does that accomplish?
Yeah, assuming it's an extremely small fire.
Well, that's right.
The reading is the maisa that you're doing.
Right. It doesn't mean that you're
allowed to do the maisa that is part of reading, which is opening it and reading it.
Is that maisa which we're saying is somehow going to put it out?
And if it puts it out, it puts it out. It's not your problem.
It doesn't just mean look into it.
Because you're trying to read, because that's your das.
Well, that's the question. That's a separate question. Is it that your kavana really is to read over here? Or it's like a harama? You're allowed to do a harama.
Is that different than rama?
Harama, yeah. It's like a trick. It's like a trick. Like the Beis Yosef says, like it's kiboy kalachiyad. Someone will learn it's like a kiboy kalachiyad. It's a machlokas over here. What exactly is it? Is it a grama? It's hard to understand that it's a grama.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be direct.
Because it does seem what's going to put it out.
This action.
You're going to be smothering it. It would seem. Right. It would seem.
As opposed to the case with the Kalin, that seems to be more...
But anyway, the Gemara, though, is taking it as what? What's the Gemara's question? How is the Gemara taking it? Taking it as less than dipping the other side in water.
Right.
I mean, this would...
It's less.
No water.
What's less?
Therefore, meaning this shows
this
you
is
that
less of a heter.
Right.
It'd be a bigger heter to be allowed to dip the other side in water than to require you to, act like you're just everything is normal.
So it's a kasha on the ability to dip.
So it's a stira on the on the brises. One brises says if the beged is on fire, dip the other side in water. The other side is saying no, you're not allowed to do that. The best you can do is
use it and hope for the best.
Is use it and hope for the best. Right? So it's a question. It's a question on the tastir and the braces. Go ahead.
Okay, so
in other words, it's a kash on Rabbi Yehuda, basically. I'm sorry, it's a kash on Rabbi Yehuda. On Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to dip it in water, but the Bryce says you're not. Right? It's kash on Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's not the first one's on Bryce. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, Uda Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Nanos. So maybe you could say though.
So who's that?
Rabbi Yehuda is going like the. I guess that's the Rabbanan. That's the.
Says in the Mishnah.
Tanakam of the Mishnah.
That's our right. That's
so
Rabbi
said
Yehuda.
That,
correct. So in other words, the Shori Lakuvi Beor Gedi. It's a very strange Gemara, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very strange Rashi, I should say. Mm-hmm. That Rashi at first is saying that what's the raya from Shimon, Rav Shimon ben Nanas? That you're allowed to stop it.
Yeah.
That you're allowed to stop it.
Right. He doesn't
right?
do kibui here.
He doesn't go into the whole contrivance of the water in the new kli.
Uh-huh. That seems to be
right.
a different point on the Rabbanan.
It's funny how Rashi is saying that you could derive dipping it into water from the fact that you're allowed to. To stop it with the orgadi. What's the orgadi have anything to do with the?
What are the facts when you dip the half of it in water? Is that going to put the fire out even on the other half, or is it just going to preserve that side?
You can imagine as well as I can.
It's like if it's going to put out the other side.
Well, it depends where you're putting the water. Obviously, so you put
on one side. I'm saying if it's going to put out the other
side. How would it put out the other side? It's not magic. It's not a magic.
So then it does seem the one most puzzling about Rashi. Then it does seem more analogous to the case of the leather thing. Than
but the point is, once it reaches the water, it's the whole thing is in kafsa kafsa. It probably will extinguish when it reaches the water.
As opposed to
by the leather,
it's going to protect it.
It seems like a different game. I mean, look, Pash, this is a very different case.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, go ahead. And the Gemara says, and that's the Gemara's very next question. Gram kibui miyama. So in other words, how can you prove it from Shimon ben Nanas? All Rav Shimon ben Nanas says is you're allowed to put the ore onto the table over there, the boxes. Why? Because it protects them. But this is Gram kibui. Did he say you're allowed to do Gram kibui? Go ahead, Ram ki boy Rashi. Ki hai gavna
kishmagia alamayim hukava.
Okay, so that's the Gemara saying that what that there's a difference between protecting the teva, right? There's a difference between protecting the teva and setting up a situation that when the fire gets here, it'll go out. Right. One is Gram Kiboy, and one is not.
There's another Rashi here. Miyomar.
Miyomar, go ahead.
Dilma har d'ksani v'masnisin. Maybe, perhaps, you'll say that which was taught in our Mishnah. V'osim nechitza b'chol ha-kelim, lav v'chadashim
hamiz bakim kom. Right, because we're worried about how you read the rest of the Mishnah. So you could read Rav Shimon ben Nanas all the way up to Rav Yossi and still assume that he would say Gram Kiboy is usher. It's interesting,
wow.
Interesting Rashi, because it's not talking about Kalin that will break. It's not talking about Kalin that will break.
So then there's no machlokas in the Mishnah.
So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, since the Sefer says that Rabbi Yossi asers those kinds of Kalim,
you have to say it's including them.
Right. says, Mi diketani sefer Rabbi Yossi oser b'kli cheres chadashim maleim mayim she'enim yichol maskavos or v'misbakin v'machabines adaleka v'machal v'tanakam ashori. So finally the Gemara says you can say it's, you can say that what? That it's Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas. Right? Because you can finally prove from Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas does in fact permit drachmas. Okay?
Yeah.
The Gemara does seem to be very labored in every step, every point, right? And you keep peeking around the corner. But the Gemara is taking it step by step. It's very interesting. So what's the Gemara saying again? That's gram kibui. That's what the Gemara is saying. That would be considered gram kibui. Right? That would be considered gram kibui.
Yep.
And first the Gemara wants to prove from the first case of Rabbi Shimon that it's mutter. Right? Wants to prove even from the first case of Rabbi Shimon that it's mutter. So Gemara says, no, there's no, you can't compare the two cases. Because over there he's just protecting. And over here it's a gram kibui. Right? But what? So then the Gemara says you can prove it from Rabbi Yossi. Since Rabbi Yossi assers the Kalim Chadashim, that proves that Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas would matir the Kalim Chadashim, and that's equivalent to the talis that is caught on fire, dipping it in water. Right? Kalim Chadashim HaMisbakim, according to the Gemara over here, is equivalent to dipping the other side of the talis in water.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
And all that is Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas.
Right. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it's true, he's arguing on the Brice that says that you can't, that you have to put it on and take it off. But he's holding, that's Rav Yossi. He's holding the Rav Shimon ben Nanas. Let me just ask you a question. Let's say the fire is there, right? And you set up this mechitza, right? And effectively you're starving the fire.
Why is that not going to
be? Why is it also not going to be? What's the difference between starving the fire and the wetting the talus? It's also going to, yeah.
Because the nature of fire, I mean, every fire goes out eventually.
Right, okay.
I mean, so this fire was going to go out anyways. I mean, the point, it's going to starve itself off. I mean, it's going to eventually hit a wall. What's the difference?
Okay, so let's say it gets to the water and it runs out of fuel. Well, I mean, why does it go out when it gets to the water? Because it can't burn it. So it's also starved off. I mean...
But that's more direct.
Because
one case the fire is doing what's natural. The other case the fire is running into something that's actually that you put there to purposely make it go out, as opposed to making it...
But the fire naturally would have kept consuming the rest of the house.
It's a different kind of grumble.
You're starving. You're keeping it from doing that. It's a different kind of grumble, or it's a different kind of kibbutz. He's saying it's a different kind of kibbutz. Right? You're saying it's a different kind of extinguishing.
When you block it off, when you have the water, so it's putting it out. It's saying that.
Well, that's my question. That's what I'm trying to get down to. You're saying Rashi does say that, right? That what? That when it gets to the water, it goes out.
Which Rashi?
Ram Kibbutz. Right. When it gets to the.
Yeah.
And the other one is La'akuvi Dleka. One is preventing the fire, and one is putting it out. But how do you define that? Yeah.
I think also that in regard to the Mishnah specifically says
humid.
Yeah. The Mishnah specifically says you're allowed to use this hide because it singes, even though Rashi says like it's a soaked hide. So it's not putting out the fire. The fire is affecting it, but the fire just can't burn it.
Right. That's correct. But the water.
Water would actually be putting it out. Water is not singeing it. Water is killing it.
Water's killing it. Okay. I hear.
And you have to make a distinction between depriving the fire of its fuel.
Right.
And introducing a extinguisher.
Right.
And I think that's clear. I mean, how that makes it different.
difference. You could say the difference is in the, I mean, because the fire is going to be extinguished. I mean, it depends. Now, did you change the nature of the extinguishing in the case of the where you block it off? No, because it's either way. It's if you let it go, it would extinguish itself. Here, it extinguishes itself also. Over there, you change the nature of the extinguishing because you made it be extinguished by an outside element.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. So he's saying that that you're just letting it run its course quicker. So it's always going to run its course. It's always going to no fire burns forever. Right, it's always going to run its course, so you're just making its course shorter, you're just shortening its course, right? But it goes out at the end. It goes out the same way any normal fire goes out, right? As we're saying, the way it eventually goes out is the same way any fire that just burns until it's finished burning will go out. But by the water, that's an unnatural process. That's a counter process. The difference between a counter process and hastening its own process. Well, not even hastening. Yeah.
I don't know if it's
preventing it from processing new stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything is this, but in the case of the water, you're setting something up that's going to extinguish the fire. But in the case of the surrounding it with kalem, it's not even that you're suffocating it from But what you're doing is you're just preventing it from attacking more kalem, you know what I mean? And therefore it's going to extinguish itself.
So Kiboy, then we would say, is a counter process. Is an opposite process. It's not just preventing the process from going further. Right? The difference between preventing its own process from continuing, that's not Kiboy. Kiboy is introducing a new process. Okay. That's satisfactory. Now, one second.
What if you didn't wet the entire other half of the beged? What if you just made a line of water on the beged?
That's vada good. That's also good. Same thing. Okay, let's go to the next gemara, because it's hard to really get a little more information over there. Okay. This is a little confusing piece of Gemara, right?
We can never figure out how to read the Gemara. Like,
yeah,
from
Rashi.
The
Arab Shabbos part is a little confusing, right? Okay, let's see.
So, start reading.
How'd you do on this one, David?
Similar.
Oh, you did good. You did well. Good.
So, start with the beginning of the
Mishnah. Nosen Kli. Go ahead. Nosen Kli.
Okay, so Nosen Kli Tafas Haner Lekabel Nitzotos.
Okay, so you're allowed to put a Kli.
Catch the sparks?
To catch the sparks. Okay.
The lo yitain l'socho mayim b'tnishin of the kava.
But you're not allowed to put water in that kli.
Right.
Because then the sparks that fall in will be extinguished.
Right. So.
Okay.
Skip that first part of the Gemara, or?
Yes. Yeah, so the Gemara says. So the question is, what's the problem of catching the sparks? Just catching the spark from the empty kli. Right. So there's a question of you'll be mavatal a kli from its use. You'll be mavatal a kli from it. So what's the problem of being mavatal a kli from its use?
Destroying it.
So that's a Rashi. That's a machlokas. The Ratosis brings down two pshatim over there. What the iser? What is the general? It's on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a kli. You're not allowed to be mavatal a kli from its from use. So notice to catch something mukta with it, then the kli will be mukta the whole Shabbos. Kli will be mukta. So Rashi learns because sosa, like you're saying, it's like sosa. It's like destroying the kli. It's a separate drabana, like destroying the kli.
Even if that's the kli's function.
No, then it was mukta from beforehand. That's what it was mukhan for. Mehechano. It has one purpose, and now on Shabbos you're taking away.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's the case in which the chiddush is being taught.
Right. So the Gemara says the nitzotzos ain't by mamish, they're not mukta. Okay, good.
Okay, v'lo yitain l'socho mayim b'tnishin in the kava. Lema tnan stamak Rabbi Yosi. So maybe you'll say that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yosi.
Okay, so that's unusual that the stam Mishnah would be Rabbi Yosi. So how would it work out for Rabbi Yosi? Go ahead.
Amar gorim l'kivoy aser. So
but they're saying like this. In other words, we just learned on Kufah that it is a machlokus of gram kiboy, right? It's machlokus of being goreim kiboy, And this seems like Gorim Kiboy, right? Because you're just putting water there, and then the fire comes to the water, right? So we learned on Kufchav that the Rabbanan says Mutter, Gram Kiboy is Mutter, and Rabbi Yossi says Gram Kiboy is Osir. And here it's saying Gram Kiboy is Osir, so this must be Rabbi Yossi, right?
Rashi.
See Rashi.
Rabbi Yossi. B'chol kisvi hakodesh tetzan, osa mechitza. B'chol hakelim bein melein bein reikonin, kidei shelo ta'avor hadlika. Rabbi Yossi osar b'chli cheres chadash melein mayim, she'en yecholim lekabel ha'or, v'hein misbokim u'mekaben es hadlika.
Okay, so in kol kisvi hakodesh, that's the parak we just in, the Mishnah says that you can make a mechitza out of kelim, whether they're filled with water or empty, in order that the fire doesn't pass. And Rabbi Yossi says, new pottery filled with water is usur, because they're going to crack and extinguish the fire. So you see, Rabbi Yossi holds Gram Kibbutz is usur. Okay, go ahead.
So
the Gemara's Havamina is, the important thing here is, what's the Havamina right now is that they're identical, right? That there's no difference between the Gram Kiboy over there
mm-hmm.
and this Gram Kiboy. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead.
V'tisvara emor d'amor Rabbi Yossi.
V'tisvara. So does that make sense? Does that make sense to say it's really Rabbi Yossi? Emor d'amor Rabbi Yossi b'Shabbos.
D'arav Shabbos mi'omar.
So we know that Rabbi Yossi says this on Shabbos. Gram Kiboy is also. But where does he see him say anything about Erev Shabbos?
So is that a given? That was one thing I was wondering. Is the given that the Mishnah here is talking about Erev Shabbos?
No. It is V'chitim Ochanami B'Shabbos. And if you say the Mishnah is just Shabbos and not Erev Shabbos.
Oh, it's this Mishnah. Okay.
Right. V'atanya, but the Brice approves it.
Nosin klitachas aner l'kabo nitzotis b'Shabbos. V'ein tzarech lomar b'Erev Shabbos. V'yitin tzachomayim et neshu l'makabe.
May Erev Shabbos. V'ein tzarech lomar b'Shabbos. So the Braisa spells it all out. The Braisa spells it out. That's even us to do this on Erev Shabbos. I'll see Rashi.
So Rashi, Erev Shabbos. Gon zeh shenosin hamayim ba'od yom v'chli tachas aner.
So you're not even allowed to put a cup of water under the candle from before Shabbos.
Right.
From before Shabbos. Right? Yeah.
So when this is v'chitei mahachanami, that's saying that the Mishnah is also only Shabbos?
Maybe, yes. Right? The Gemara wants to prove it from the fact that the Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos too. He says, maybe it's not. V'chitei mahachanami, ain't no son tochamayim b'Shabbos kolma.
Right.
No, maybe the Mishnah really is Shabbos. V'atanya afilu b'Erev Shabbos. But there's a brisa that says, a lot of times the brisas explain the Mishnah. Even though it's a brisa, you don't say it's, you can learn from the brisa what the Mishnah is talking about. A lot of cases like that.
So afilu v'erev Shabbos aser v'ile gorem kivoy midamislay afilu Rabbi Yossi lo mitkuma de v'erev Shabbos lo amar Rabbi Yossi. He didn't have a problem with erev Shabbos over there.
Right. It's a funny thing. Yeah, he doesn't talk about erev Shabbos over there, mm-hmm. So the Braisa says even aser an erev Shabbos, and if it was an issue of gram kivoy,
we don't know that Rabbi Yossi has a problem with erev Shabbos gram kivoy.
It's a funny thing, right?
Because he says lo misukma.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't have a statement of Rabbi Yossi mm-hmm. by Erev Shabbos, and maybe this is, but it's everything else is consistent, so.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
but the Gemara doesn't want to say that. It's a funny thing. The Gemara doesn't want to say that. So how do you learn it? So who is it?
Elomar Avashi. Afilu Tamar Rabbanan.
Oh, so how can you say it's Rabbanan? Because we still said Gram Kiboy. I mean, even if you can learn on Erev Shabbos it's Aser, it's only because of what you might do on Shabbos.
And they hold it's Mutter on Shabbos.
And they still hold Gram Kibbutz is Mutter on Shabbos.
So, we'll kind of go,
so how does it help? So how is it possible to say that? In other words, you can't say that it's that
not
they hold Gram Kibbutz is Mutter, and that's why they Aser on Erev Shabbos. That makes no sense.
If you're
right.
Not willing to extend
Rabbi Yossi, at least if Rabbi Yossi holds this is also on Shabbos, there's a chance that he holds also on Shabbos.
Right.
But if he holds Mutter on Shabbos, why would there be also on Shabbos? Let's see. Go ahead.
So Elom Rav Ashi, Masnisin Afilu Rabbanan, Delo Gorim, Delo.
As was Rashi, we didn't finish the going. Elom Rav Ashi Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. So no, we were saying originally that this Mishnah has to be like Rabbi Yossi, but I can even say it's the Rabbanan. Why Shani Hocham Neshem Mekare Veskipuyot? So now we have a new category. Now we have a new category. There's Gram Kibui, which apparently the Rabbanan hold is Mutar, and then there's Mekarev Kibui, which the Rabbanan agree is Asur. And this is a case of Mekarev Kibui. Go ahead.
So Ella Amar Rashi Masnisin Afilu the Rabbanan Dilo Dame Lagorim Kibui Dehasam Ki Mati Dulika Lekalin.
So it says this case is even according to the Rabbanan, and it's not like Gram Kibui. Why? Because over there, right, in Kuf Chaf, which is our case of Gram Kibui, over there, when the fire reaches the Kalim, what's going to happen? This is the important part. What's going to happen?
The fire's going to put itself out.
The fire causes the vessels to break.
Oh, pakalahu. Okay.
The lake of the pakalahu. Right? You put the kalem in a spot that the fire is going to get to. But then the fire cracks the kalem. Right? The grama ba'almahu. That's a grama. That's a grama.
What does mati mean?
Reach. Oval ze shenosan hamayim mamish tachas aner
mechabe
mamishu
gzerim
yodom atu mishachashecha. So that's Rashi's trying to make. Rashi's making the chiluk. What's the chiluk?
Well, the difference between what's producing the agent that extinguishes the fire. In one case, the fire is bringing out the water. The
so
case,
what is grama? So what's grama then? So how is Rashi defining grama here? What does he say? He says shemakare ves kibuyav zimein kibuy lehedja. What does that mean?
You prepare the extinguishing explicitly.
You prepare the extinguishing explicitly.
A literal translation.
V'havale mechabe mamish. So Rashi Zichayev will be Isser Daraisa. Ihavi Yohiv Lei B'Shabbos. If you put the water under the candle, let's just understand what we're doing here.
Right.
Okay, you're putting the water under the candle, and then a spark is going to come out of the candle and land in the cup of water. And Rashi says that would be Kibui Daraisa. Correct? That's what Rashi's saying. Mm-hmm. The kibui deraisa. Even though you hold gram kibui is mutter. Right? Mm-hmm. Even though you hold gram kibui is mutter, and this, I'm just putting water here. I'm not pouring water on a fire. I'm putting water here.
It's not gram kibui.
And then 5 minutes later, a spark flies out. Right? Okay. That's kibui deraisa. Mm-hmm. That's not gram kibui. So let's just take it slow. So what do you see? Gram kibui does not mean that there's a time delay between your action and the kibui. That's the first thing we know for sure. Right? Sometimes in your mind you think, what's a grama? A grama means there's like it's not direct. It's not immediate. It's a cause, it's not immediate. But over here, that's definitely not the way Rashi's learning. Even though I'm putting the cup here now, right, and the spark is going to fly out in a few minutes, that's not gram kibui. So what is gram? It's not a matter of a delay in time. So what makes it a gram kibui? What makes it a grama? Like you were saying, what were you saying, Josh?
A separation in what causes the extinguishing, you know, because in the case over here, you are actually putting the water there that's going to extinguish the fire, but in the other case, the fire is putting the water there.
That's correct. In other words, if it needs another maisa to be mechaber the fire, right? Now, it needs another maisa to produce the. It's not that there's a delay in time, but there's actually a delay in causes. In other words, when I put the water directly under the fire, the cause of the kibui is there. That's what Rashi says. Your zimein kibui lehedja. you completely, explicitly prepared the kiboy. Now it's just a question of time. You could argue about that. But that's what Rashi's saying. Now it's just a question of time. The fire is here, and its opposite is here. The fire is here, and its kiboy is here. Right? And it's very predictable what's going to happen when they meet. Right? But by the Kalim, you didn't put the kiboy there. The fire put the kiboy there. Now, as you put something there that requires another Maisa to produce it. Right? You did something that requires another Maisa to produce the kiboy. That Maisa is going to be provided by the fire. It doesn't matter if the Maisa is provided by the fire, even though the Maisa is provided by the fire. Certainly if something else. But that's the way the Rashi is learning Grama. That the Maisa, it's an interesting thing, that the Maisa, that it requires an intermediate, it requires an intervening Maisa to produce the effect. Okay? So one second. So what about our old friend the Talis?
Right. That's a problem then.
Yeah, because
that the Gemara says is Grum Kibor.
What would that be? According to the way Rashi's which learning, when you wet the Talis down, is it like the Misbakim, or is it like the Kli under the fire?
It should be like the Kli under the fire.
It seems like the Kli under the fire.
Well, it seems more, but the fact that...
The Torah's Goring.
But they say the thing is, the statement itself, the statement itself, provided for that because it says in Kavsa Kavsa, it says this is not necessarily going to extinguish it. And when you put water in a talus, it doesn't always extinguish the fire. Sometimes the fire just dries up the water and then continues burning. I mean, it's this, you know, when you have water under sparks are going to extinguish in water. I mean, it's not
this formulation of the Hosom ki moti deleka lekelim lekahu depakalehu.
Well, why not?
Why not? Because the water is there. And the fire is going to come. The fire coming is not producing the water there.
But it's producing the water's act of extinguishing it because the fire is obviously by its own nature not strong enough to overcome the water
but
there.
But that's always the case. I mean, what do you mean?
Well, no. But in the case of the spark, that's always the case, but not in the case of the talus, because obviously there are some times when the fire does overcome the water.
Well, then Rabbi Yossi, the thing you're saying is a machlokas of Dovrhin Miskavin, or if it's not, or if it's a psik resha or not. Doesn't seem to be as a question of, it seems to be, even if you know for sure it's going to happen,
right.
It's not a question of psik resha and Dovrhin Miskavin and those types of things. That's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, that's not our. This seems to be aside for all of that. Seems to be the question of Gram Kiboy. The Gemara itself says Gram Kiboy. Gram Kiboy is separate from whether it's going to happen Vade or not. Even if it's going to happen Vade, it's still a Gram Kiboy. That's the interesting thing of Grama. It breaks it up. It breaks up the Maisa. It's not a question of whether, of the odds of it happening. That's like a Dovah Shana Miskavian question. That if I walk, if I drag a light chair, and it might or it might not make a chritz, that's a question. And if you're mechavim for it, it's also. If you're not mechavim for it, it's machlokas or yudah or shimon. But
is ground keeping a sudar banan then? Separate a sudar banan?
It doesn't seem so. I mean, all we've seen so far is either this is the raisa, it's either kiboy or it's not kiboy.
Okay, so.
Right, we're not dealing with
the question of Gram Kiboy is whether that's defined as Kiboy.
Exactly.
Above Kiboy.
It would seem so.
Okay.
It would seem so. I mean, does Rabbi Yos say Chayev over there, or he just says don't do it? He just says don't do it, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't say Chayev. So it could be. It could be that Rabbi Shimon is just Machlok. Oh, yeah, I think the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi holds really it's Mutter. It's just that he holds a separate Xeri here that you might do it via Dayim. Xeris, since you're bohol on your mamon, if we let you do gram kibur, you're gonna come and pour it directly on.
So it's
a drabon. But the Gemara entertains the question if it's the rice or drabon, and I think it concludes in the end that really everybody agrees. In the end of Kufchafavit, that really everybody agrees that it's mutter. It's mutter, but over here Rabbi Yossi goes there. What is it say over here? Mitoch she'odam. Right. It says, Lo sase kol melocha asiyahu da'asar grama shari. Mitoch she'odam bohol amamono yishoros lei asi l'kibuyei. So that's what Gemara concludes. I think that's the conclusion of here. That really, since it says asiyah, grama is not asiyah. It's an interesting way the Gemara defines it. Since it says lo sa'aseh kol melacha, that's defining a certain type of an action, an asiya. A cause is not an asiya. Asiya means that the objective is contained in the ma'aseh itself. Not that there's an intervening step that breaks up. That's a cause. Asiya means your ma'aseh is that the purpose is contained itself. The purpose itself is contained in the ma'aseh. Your ma'aseh itself effectuates the goal. But if your ma'aseh just sets up another ma'aseh, that's a grama. So the Gemara says that really, I think Rabbi Yossi agrees. It's a separate thing over your gzera. Separate thing is gzera. But some isur, some I think the Gemara is saying anytime the Torah says the lashon asiya, then grama is not awesome. But anyway. But even Rabbi Yossi is not saying gram kibui is an isur in general. It's just particularly here. Because it's your house burning down, you're gonna. If we let you get started, you're gonna take liberties. Okay, but anyway.
In the Gemara's Maskana, so we don't even really in the end.
But
know.
But one second. But the question that I'm asking, the question over here is this a grama or not? Right. That's the question we're dealing with. We're dealing with is it a grama or not? Right? If you put the water underneath the fire, underneath the candle, that's not a grama. And Rashi says that you chayev, right? It's mechaba mamish, which means it's not gram kibui, it's kibui mamish, you chayev chatas. But if you put the kalim there, that's gram kibui. The only question we're asking now is, what would you consider wetting the talus? Would you consider that a grama, or would you consider that kibui mamish? Right? That's the question we're asking now. Yeah. David?
Yeah, I mean, in the end, we don't really know who the author of this Mishnah was, because it could be, you know, given
the... Our Gemara concludes it's the Rabbanan. Our Gemara concludes that this case is worse, so why don't we know who it is?
Could also be Rabbi Yossi.
Of course, and Rabbi Yossi says, don't take a match and strike it. But of course, everybody agrees that. It's B'chlal Masayimana. I mean, if he holds that's us, there, certainly
right.
This is us.
Right. Also, one other thing. So when Rashi says that this is kibbe mamish,
right?
So he's saying that's equivalent to actually taking water and pouring
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exact same thing. In terms of Shabbos, it's the exact same thing.
Wow.
Wouldn't
that's something? I mean, because you would. I mean,
if you hire a guy to put out your candle, it would be the exact same thing. But in terms of Shabbos,
you could think to be mechalik there because when you're doing.
The Gemara thought first it would only be Rabbi Yossi. Right. Okay, but anyway, so you want to you don't want to pin yourself down to the talus case. You're trying to still be mechalik that even according to this Rashi, the talus would be not would be gram kibui.
Mm-hmm.
But you're gonna have to resort to maybes that it might not burn it. That's the only way you're gonna.
Well, I shouldn't said that. I mean, the whole point is that it's not necessarily going to put it out.
Yeah, and no spark might and a spark might not fall into the bucket of water.
Well, then if you position the water 5 feet like 20 feet away, then no spark is going to fall in. And there's no issue there. Obviously, you're positioning the water where it's guaranteed that a spark is going to fall in there.
Why is
but
it like
in cuffs or cuffs? It doesn't mean.
Why is the case of the talus like the case of a wet hide? If you wet the other side, it's like a cloth that's just not going to burn. It's going to singe.
No, because the hide doesn't put the fire out.
Yeah.
It just keeps the thing it's covering from catching fire.
Water puts something out, but a wet cloth is a protection the same way that a wet hide is a protection.
No.
No, the wet cloth, the cloth itself is on fire. It doesn't say that when it reaches the other end of the wet cloth, when it reaches the water, it's going to go out. The ore, it's not going to go out. It's just going to detour. It's just not going to burn that way. It's not going to put it, when the fire comes up close to that ore. Rashi says it's lach, but that just means it's moist. It doesn't really mean it's not going to extinguish the fire. It's just going to prevent the fire from going further. But when the fire gets up to it, you're not going to get that. Yeah. So you want to say though, but then you're going to have to say that this is a totally different case. This is a case where it's not definite. But if it were definite, it would be exactly the same. Because it's just preparing the water. to receive the fire. There's
probably
no intervening step.
I suppose so.
Okay. All right. All right, so let's take it. You want to see over here the... You want to start this Tosafot for you?
I'm confused how you're leaving this off. I mean,
it seems to me
a problem.
Rashi,
right?
It seems to me from Rashi that it's the same thing. That, well, let's put it this way. It seems to me from Rashi that the definition of grama is that the water itself is not available without an intervening step. Right?
Right?
That the water is not... To be a grama, it has to be that the agent of the kiboy is
not
yet available. And it requires another action to make it available. So if I put the water underneath the fire and it's available, it's just a question of when the fire gets here. But it would seem by that logic, if I dip the talus in water, it'd be the same exact thing. Unless you're going to resort and say that case is for a different reason. But in terms of the Gram Kiboy element, it would seem to be the same. Right? And that's really, I mean, maybe it's too late to start this Tosafot here, but that's really the way the Rishonim, that's the way the Riff learns. Take a look, I'll just show you here, now we have a minute. Take a look at the Riff. What daf did I say? It's on Memhei. Memhei in the Riff?
Memhei in the Riff.
Right. So you see, the Gemara says in the Riff, where he starts the Gemara, he says, "Vale suchs like Rabbi Yossi," right? He says, "We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Kosova gram kiboy us. We don't hold like that." But now he says like this: "Amar Rabbi Yehuda talis she'achaz bo ha'or poshte umiskase ba vim kovsa kovsa chen sefer Torah she'achaz bo ha'or poshto v'kori bo vim kovsa kovsa." So he's leaving something out. What's he leaving out? He's leaving out the case that the talis dipping in water. But even though we said Gram Kiboy is Mutter, because we pass like Rabbi Yossi, the Riff will not. We pass it against Rabbi Yossi, right? We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, we hold Gram Kiboy is Mutter. The Riff leaves out the case of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So that's what the Ron takes up. He says like this: Yesh Litzmua Avar Al Harav Al Fasizal. See it?
Yeah.
The big Gemara one. Right? Where he says, I just skipped a few words. Yesh Litzmu ala Rav al Fasizal. There is to wonder about the Riff. The Bigamara Hochi Garcinan. Omar of Yehuda Talis Shachas Bo Haor, Nosin al Leha Mayim Mitzad Acher, Vim Kovsa Kovsa, Makshina Lo de Miditanya Talis Shachas Bo Sor Poshtu Miskasaba, Vim Kovsa Kovsa. So the Gemara had the quote of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and it asked on that from the Braisa of taking it off and putting it on, right?
Which was a Rabbi Yossi-like Shita.
Just lost place. Klomar, Dimashma did davka kahai gavna hu dishori. Avonos no lehamayim lo. That's the mashmos of the Braisa. Mm-hmm. When the Braisa says you can take it off and put it on, it's mashma. It's mashma that you can't dip it in water. That's why it's a question. Umafarkinan dehu de omar kiben nanas. So the Gemara answer is that Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, is going like Ben Nanas.
So
right?
That's what we're asking.
The Sphere Gram Kiboy Shari. The Cave in the Kaimalon Kirabi Shimon Ben Nanas. Mashma Denakdina Taima Nami Kirav Yehuda. Vahayelo Larav Fasizal Lehevio Bilchosav. So it's this problem. The Gemara is saying Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, who says you can dip the talus in water, is going not like Rabbi Yossi. It's going like Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. And we say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. So why doesn't the Riff bring this halacha down? Right? It's a big question. The Efsha Sharav al Fasizal Midame lo lehahi detanya beperakira. Gabi nosten kli tachas haner lekabo nitzotzos. So it could be the Riff held there's no difference between the talis in the water and the cup under the fire. Originally the Gemara thought it's only usher to put the kli under the nair according to Rabbi Yossi, right? That was the Gemara's havina. That according to the Rabban hold Gram Kiboy is Mutter, you can put the water under the Nair. Ki hechi the Shor be Gram Kiboy. The Rav Ashi dochi lo. The only thing is Rav Ashi is a basra. Rav Ashi is the end of the shas, right? And he pushed off that answer. Now the Gemara wanted to say that would only be us according to Rav Yossi. And Rav Ashi said no. Even the Rabbanan would say it's us to put the water under the nair. Right? The Omar de Bahahi afil Rabbanan modu mipnei shehu mekarev kibui. Rav Ashi came up with a new category of Mikarev Kiboy, which is worse than Gram Kiboy. Ulufi Dasa Rav Alfasi Zal, Rav Yehuda, Svira Leah Liba, the Rav Shimon Ben Nanas, the Chihechi, the Shari Begorin Kiboy, Shari Nami Mikarev Kiboy. So how did the Rif learn the Gemara? He learned like this, that Rav Yehuda, also an Amora, right, held that there's no difference between Gram Kiboy and Makarev Kiboy. That's what he held. He held that since Rav Shimon ben Nanas held Gram Kiboy is mutter, he would also hold Makarev Kiboy is mutter. Okay?
And he held the mission over there was Rabbi Yossi.
And therefore the mission over there would be like Rabbi Yossi. Correct. Right. Sharinami ben Makarev Kiboy. Kidahava soka daita meyakar. Just like the Gemara's Havamina besof parakira. That's why Rav Yehuda held you could put the water on the other side. Because he held you could put the cup underneath the nair. That's what he held. According to the Rabban. Because there's no difference between Gorim and Makariv. Shu Makariv is a keyboy. No, but that's the same thing. But we hold like Rav Ashi, who disagrees with Rav Yehuda. The Afagav, the Gorim Shori, Makariv Osir, Lo Kaimalon, Karev Yehuda. The Begai Gavna Goreim Nami Makarev Kiboy Mikri. Kach Tiras Harayved Rambanzal. Lahamed Divrei Harav Alfasi. So in other words, how do you explain why the Rif doesn't pass like Rav Yehuda or Rav? The Kitzer, how do you explain it? Can somebody explain it to me? How do you explain why does the Rif not... If the Gemara says that Rav Yehuda or Rav is going like the Rabbanon, and we pass like the Rabbanon, why don't we pass like Rav Yehuda or Rav?
Because we hold by Rabbanon by way of Rav Ashi.
Correct.
Yehuda was...
Because Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, and Rav Ashi are arguing about what the Rabbanan hold.
Right.
Right? And Rav Ashi is the final psak.
Right.
And so Rav Yehuda and Rav Ashi are arguing if there's a difference between Gram Kiboy and Makarev Kiboy.
Right.
Rav Ashi held, Rav Yehuda held there's no difference. And therefore, if Rabbanan Amatya Gram Kiboy, namely the Kalim that are going to crack, they would also be matir, wetting down one talus, which is the equivalent thing of putting a kli of water underneath the nair.
Right.
That's Rav Yehuda and Rav. But since the Gemara in the end of Kira says we hold like Rav Ashi, who's mechalik between Gram Kiboy and Makarev Kiboy, so Rav Yehuda and Rav over here is just is not la halacha. That was his interpretation of the Rabbanan. But the Rif passes like Rav Ashi. That's an elegant answer.
I'm just saying, so then is it still going to come out that everyone equates the case with the talus with the case with the kli under the...
No.
So
Rav Ashi holds...
I didn't hear what you're saying.
Right, everybody... Exactly.
Okay.
According to the Rif, there's no chilek. And this is the question we were asking before. According to the Rif, there's no difference at all between the water under the nair and the talus that's wet. And it's just a question
of whether those cases are,
the same as Gram Kiboy or worse than Gram Kiboy.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But they're the same. That's the machlokas. That's what I want to go into. That is a machlokas Rishon. Can you be machalik between the water under the candle and say that everybody agrees is asur, but the wet talus is mutter? Can you hold those positions simultaneously? In other words, the way the Ran is learning, the Rif, those two positions are mutually exclusive. If you say you can't put the wet, if you say you can't put water under the nair, you cannot hold this mutter to wet down the other side of the talus.
Say that again.
It's usher to put water under the nair, right? This is the way the Ran is learning according to the Rif. Then you must also say you cannot wet down the other side of the talus. There's no way to be mechalik in those two cases. And therefore, since Rav Ashi said you can't put the water under the candle, Rav Yehuda must be arguing on Rav Ashi when he says you can wet down the other side of the talus. And since we pass like Rav Ashi, we're not going to pass like Rav Yehuda. Right? But, right? But other Rishonim, the Ron himself, in Kira gives a and the Tosfos, and the Tosfos that we're going to do, hopefully, are Mechalik. And they say, no, that it's worse to put the water under the candle than it is to wet down the other side of the Beged. And we can take Rav Ashi and Rav Yehuda.
Right, you can preserve it.
Okay, that's what we're going to try to work out. Okay? I guess we'll probably have another 2 days on this.
Which Tosfos is that?
That's the Tosfos and Kira. You can also look at the Rashba. The Rashba also gives an answer. And the Ran and Kira also gives an answer. They're all revolving around the same idea.
Right.